Shalom.
Blessed be Jesus. We want to finish up the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5. So we want to focus on chapter 17 all the way to I think chapter from verses 17 to 20 to 23 allowed there. The whole of it to 25. Here, Paul is still focusing on the ministry in the new community. Remember, chapter 1 of the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy, talks about the message versus the law. How does the new community apply the message? But two, what about the members of the new community? How the members of the new community would get into what we call submitted willingness. They are willing and they're submitting willingly. Chapter 3 and 4. We looked at the ministers. Let's start with M. Minister, chapter 3, we were looking at the ministers, and these were the elders and the deacons. What are their qualities, and how do you treat them? I mean, how do you stay with them? That is, how do they come on board? What do you check when you are getting in those elders? Then chapter 4, still about ministers, is how the ministers of the new community turns and abandons faith. What makes an elder abandon faith? And what do you need to do? Chapter 5 and 6 of the first book of Timothy, we go to what we call the ministries, or to the members of the new communities. We have already seen Paul encouraging Timothy how to minister to old men, and he says, treat them as you treat your own father. Old women, treat them the way you treat your own mother. Young men, treat them the way you treat your brother. Young sisters, treat them the way you, no, young women, treat them the way you treat your own sister with the uttermost purity. Then, ministry to widows, only widows who are old, who do not have anybody to help them, who are living good life, biblical life before, and those who are supposed to be enlisted, and those who have no, nobody, those whose nobody is staying with them. But if there's somebody who is staying with them, don't let them continue to do that, to help them. He was told, encourage the young widows to get married so that they can raise children and manage their own homes. Otherwise, you might turn them to become idlers and busybodies. Then we are coming on how do we then minister to elders? What ministry do we have to elders? And what ministry do we have to the one we call our mentees? So Paul told Timothy that their ministry to those that are elders and those that are coming up. For the elders, he talked about showing double honor. He says, the elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor. This is very critical, double honor. That means they should get financial help and they should also get good recognition. they should be exempted with very many things. They should be greeted well. We should never worship them, but we should respect them. Give honor whose honor is due. Give recognition to whose recognition is due. That's double honor. But then he says, especially those who work in preaching and teaching, those elders, he was told, look at them. They preach and they teach. So for the scripture says, do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain, and the worker deserves his wage. So one of the things that Paul told Timothy is to give double honor to those elders who are teachers and preachers in the church. They should be recognized. They should be given financial dues, and they should be given their honor. Number two is that Timothy was told, do not entertain an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or three witnesses. In other words, don't entertain people to just come and talk about elders. Don't. Unless it's so true, there's a witness of two or three people. Then he says, but those elders who are sinning are to reprove. You are to reprove before everyone so that the others may take warning. But he says, if an elder is in sin, reprove openly. This will make others to take notice and to stop doing it. I charge you in the sight of God and Jesus Christ and to the elect angels to keep this instruction. Without partiality, do nothing out of favoritism. So as you do this to those elders, do not be guided by partiality or favoritism. Then, after finishing or talking about elders, double honor, you reprove those who lead are sinning, and you told don't show favoritism. It comes about those who are to come up. Do not be hasty in laying of hands and do not share in the habits of others. Keep yourself pure. Now, he was told, don't be hasty in laying hands on others. In other words, don't want to bring people to become deacons and elders. Don't be in a quick one. Don't just lay hands because they tell you they want to. Otherwise, he says you might share in their sins. And I want to keep yourself pure. Then he was told about his stomach, drink. So stop drinking only water and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illness. That was just one of, it was about his health. Just he takes some wine. This is not listen for people to say that they need to take wine because Timothy was told to be taking wine because of his stomach. We are not Timothy. We do not have a problem with the stomach. But I also want to know that this was the culture of the time. He says now, the sins of some are obvious, reaching the place of judgment ahead of them, and the sin of others trail behind them. In the same way, the good deeds are obvious, and even those that are not obvious cannot remain hidden forever. Then he talks about the sins of those elders, still the ministry of elders. There's some sins that didn't go ahead of some people, but others will still follow us or follow the people. It would be very good for us to know that there's sin that goes ahead. And there's another one that trails behind. These sins, they reach the place of judgment ahead of them. In other words, all sins must be judged. There are those sins that goes to the place of judgment ahead of the people. But there are those sins, they'll trail, they'll follow the people, but they still get to the place of judgment. But at the same time, good deeds also follow the people or go ahead, and they also trail behind. It would be good for us to know that in the ministry to the elders and to the upcoming people, it's good to know that there are those sins that goes ahead and follows behind. But there are also good deeds that goes ahead and thus follows behind. Father, give us the ability to know how to serve elders and deacons, because you've reminded us that we have been called to serve you. Lord, we thank you for your people. We thank you for elders. Help us to show them double honors and not to entertain accusation from people unless it's too true. We thank you. We will not lay hands on people quickly because we don't want to participate in the sins of people. As young leaders, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.